Military conflicts. In 1642, a Graz chancery clerk wrote a verse describing the devastation of life at the time by war, hunger, death and plague.
Es ist nichts Lustiges mehr auf Erden. Es will alles nur Ärger werden. Krieg, Hunger, Sterben, alle Plag, die häufen sich von Tag zu Tag.
Yet these experiences were much the same as those endured by his forebears. The people of Styria had more than their fair share of wars, on average one every 9 years. Incursions from Hungary had been recorded since the 10th century and increased dramatically from the early 15th century onwards. The situation abated only when the western part of Hungary came under Habsburg rule. Nonetheless, confrontations continued as Hungarian rebels resisted Habsburg authority over their land. Some of these people called themselves Haidukes, meaning herdsmen. They were no longer prepared to put up with what they considered unfair treatment, and twice they laid waste to eastern Styria. Following this, troops sent by the Transylvanian Prince Bethlen Gabor threatened the territory, and the people of the West Hungarian magnate Christoph II Batthyány plundered eastern Styria. It was, however, the Kuroks who inflicted the greatest suffering on the Styrian rural population. The Kuroks were Hungarian nobles who had joined forces. At the beginning of the 18th century, their troops razed villages to the ground, abducted people, killed animals, and destroyed crops. At the same time as the Hungarian troops were making incursions, raids were also being launched from areas occupied by the Ottomans. The Styrian state countered these threats on the one hand with levies, and on the other hand by extending the military border located in what is today Croatia. Although these measures did manage to curb the raids, they were no match for the two large-scale campaigns carried out by the Ottoman Imperial Army in 1529 and 1532. Hence the states of Styria, Carinthia and Krain jointly undertook to finance and equip the military border, and in this way created a buffer zone between the territories. It was, however, only during the 17th century that the danger eased off. This threat was by no means one-sided. Habsburg troops also made forays into Ottoman territories. From the end of the 17th century onwards, the military border became less important. Led by Prince Eugene of Savoy, the Imperial Army pushed the Ottoman troops far back into the Balkans. It is not widely known that some of the weapons in the armory were also used against adversaries to the west. At the turn of the 19th century, Styria was occupied by the French 4 times. Styrian soldiers were at that time armed to fight the French. The Landwehr sabres on the 4th floor are a reminder of this. Thus, many different military conflicts arose in Styria over the course of the centuries, and with troops from various countries. Nonetheless, it is the so-called Turkish Wars that are firmly fixed in the memory of the Styrian people. This is without doubt because no other confrontation was used to such a great extent for propaganda purposes and instrumentalized over the course of history as those clashes with the Ottoman troops.